KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, it's cloudy and 56 degrees in Atlantic. We look for some areas of fog, otherwise partly cloudy to cloudy today. Scattered showers and thunderstorms developing later this afternoon, a high around 73. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The news is brought to you by Jeff Morenz of Stifel Investments. Cass County Auditor Sherry Carnes Thursday reported two more candidates have filed nomination papers in advance of the November 8th general election. Republican Keith W. Nelson of Messina filed his papers Thursday for the Edna Township trustee position. And incumbent Republican Kurt Behrens of Wyota filed papers Wednesday for one of three seats on the Cass County Soil and Water Conservation Commission. Persons interested in having their names on the November 8th ballot for various county offices in Cass County have until August 31st to get their nomination papers with a proper number of signatures on them into the Cass County Auditor's Office. Several recent reports of residential and vehicle break-ins and thefts in Harlan have authorities there reminding residents to lock their homes, garages, and cars. The Harlan Police Department says many houses and cars have been broken into and items stolen, and each case remains under investigation. The Harlan Police also issued their latest arrest and incident report Thursday afternoon. Officials said last Sunday, 40-year-old Chad Peterson of Harlan was taken into custody when officers were called to the 1100 block of Farnham Circle for a man trying to break into a house. Peterson was taken to the Shelby County Jail where he was charged with intoxication in public. Saturday, 26-year-old Carlos Fonseca Tremino was taken into custody when officers were called to a possible domestic situation. As a result of their investigation, Fonseca Tremino was transported to the Shelby County Jail where he was charged with domestic abuse, assault, criminal mischief in the fourth degree, and trespassing. On August 18th, 50-year-old Jeffrey Rowland was arrested following a traffic stop in Harlan. Rowland was charged with driving a motor vehicle while suspended. He was cited, given a court date, and then released. On August 14, 33-year-old Bradley Robinson of Harlan was arrested when officers were called to the 1000 block of 7th Street for someone who was asked to leave an establishment and would not leave. Robinson was transported to the Shelby County Jail where he was charged with trespassing. That same day, August 14th, 22-year-old Dustin Marchant of Harlan was arrested following a traffic stop. Marchant was charged with driving a motor vehicle while suspended and cited for failure to prove liability, security against liability. He was given a court date and then released. On August 13th, 24-year-old Dylan Lorenzen of Harlan was arrested when officers were called to an unconscious person in the alley on the 1000 block of 7th Street. Lorenzen was checked out by the medevac ambulance personnel and refused treatment. He was brought to the Shelby County Jail and charged with intoxication in public. On August the 12th, Harlan police were notified at around 3 a.m. that a 13-year-old male had not returned to his home. Later that morning, after an extensive search was conducted, the male was found in the company of a second male juvenile. Both subjects were cited for curfew violations and released to their guardians. And on August the 9th, 19-year-old Trevor Richter was arrested following a traffic stop in Harlan. Richter was charged with driving while suspended. He was cited and released. The Glenwood Police Department on Thursday said a Glenwood man was arrested Wednesday on a Mills County warrant for harassment in the first degree. 37-year-old Christopher Brown was being held in the Mills County Jail on a $5,000 cash-only bond. Well, the union representing of a majority of the workers in the state's prisons claims understaffing contributed to a pair of recent problems in southwest Iowa. Radio Iowa's Pat Curtis reports.
AFSCME Iowa Council 61 issued a statement saying two correctional officers were physically assaulted by an inmate in a special needs unit at the Clarinda Correctional Facility on Sunday, and one of the officers was taken to a hospital. The union claims the facility in Clarinda is dangerously understaffed, and eight positions were eliminated there in June. According to AFSCME, a lack of proper staffing contributed to another incident 2 weeks ago involving two inmates who smoked synthetic marijuana brought in by a visitor. I'm Pat Curtis.
Iowa Department of Corrections spokesman Fred Scaletta issued a statement Thursday saying that on August 21st, there was an assault on two correctional officers at the Clarinda Correctional Facility during a cell search. Both officers received facial injuries. One of the assaulted officers was transported to a hospital for treatment. Scaletta went on to say there are incidents where staff encounters and response can result in threats and injury, And he says the department will continue to attend to the needs of the injured officers and commends all responding staff for their prompt and excellent response to protect fellow officers and prevent any further harm. The department, Scaletta says, will continue to ensure that correctional officers and staff receive proper training to protect themselves and co-workers under these difficult circumstances. In our funeral announcements, Harold Harry Nolan, age 86, of Harlan, died August 19th. A mass of Christian burial for Harry Nolan will be today at 11 o'clock at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Dan Corcoran, age 58, of Greenfield, died Monday at the Cavanaugh House in Des Moines. Funeral services for Dan Corcoran will be this evening at 6 o'clock at the United Methodist Church in Greenfield, with a luncheon to follow at the church. Steen Funeral Home of Greenfield has arrangements. Ronald Peterson, age 87, of Exira, died Monday at the Exira Care Center. Funeral services for Ronald Peterson will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Exira Christian Church. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has arrangements. Dennis Schaff, age 69, of Lincoln, Nebraska, and formerly of Atlantic, died Tuesday. A celebration of life service for Dennis Schaff will be tomorrow at 1 o'clock at the Roper and Sons Chapel in Lincoln, Nebraska. Stanley Hoy, age 89, of Electra, Texas, and formerly of Griswold, died August the 6th. Celebration of life services for Stanley Hoy will be tomorrow at 3 o'clock at the Evangelical Free Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. James Polson, age 59, of Atlantic, died August 19th. Memorial services for James Polson will be tomorrow at 3 o'clock at the Hoy Kilnoski Funeral Home in Council Bluffs. C. Norris Buckingham, age 90, of Carson, has died. Funeral services for C. Norris Buckingham will be held Monday at 10 a.m. at the Wheeler Grove United Church of Christ in rural Carson. Los Hills Funeral Home and Cremation Center of Carson has the arrangements. Errol Perdue, age 92, of Griswold, died Tuesday at the Griswold Care Center. Cremation has taken place, and a memorial service for Errol Perdue will be held at a later date. Dune Funeral Home in Griswold has arrangements. Roger Dunn, age 72, of Atlantic, died Thursday at Atlantic Specialty Care. Services for Roger Dunn are currently pending at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. And Roger Whitson, age 70, of Harlan, has died. Services for Roger Whitson are pending at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home. The news was brought to you by Jeff Morenz of Stifel Investments. Give him a call at 712-243-5500. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.